On the show today, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Patrice Alexander Lee talking about Co-op's new Cooper Fraud Score, what it's all about, how it helps credit unions protect their members, and a whole lot more. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Patrice Lee. Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. We were just talking before the recording about how we our first interview together was three years ago, basically, when Cooper was just being rolled out at Co-op Financial Services. So my, how time flies. It seems like it was just yesterday.
It does seem like it was just yesterday, but been busy at work since then on phase two.
Good. Yeah, we're talking about kind of phase two today. Actually, we're talking about the Cooper Fraud Score, and and you are, I'll just kind of reiterate here, you are responsible for Co-op's Cooper machine learning tools for fighting fraud. So a collective thank you for that, for all those people out there helping fight fraud. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. So, and you're right there in the mix as well. So Patrice, first question for you. So Co-op had a big announcement in early this month, about the new Cooper Fraud Score. So for starters, can you give us a quick overview on the Cooper Fraud Score? I'm very interested to hear what this is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So with Cooper Fraud Score, we are using machine learning technology to generate a score that we can use on transactions to determine if it looks suspicious or not.
Okay.
So it's a great opportunity for us to evaluate transactions as they're happening to help flag them if we think they're looking fraudulent.
Okay. And so what does machine learning bring to the fraud fighting effort here? Because I think, because as we all, most of us know, it's all based on data. So the better your data, the better the machine learning, the better the AI, all that type of, all that stuff that you are an expert in. So what does it bring to the fraud fighting effort, to that front?
It really brings so much. Traditionally, we know that our fraud fighting is really built around rules, right? And looking at different pieces of data and defining rules that we can really stop fraud. But this is really using modern technology to help bolster, right, those rules and being more predictive. So as you mentioned, looking at data, right, and machine learning that we're using is supervised machine learning, which means we're looking at labels, and that helps us know what looks like valid activity and what looks like fraudulent, so we can really understand those patterns and do a better job of predicting what looks suspicious.
Yes, the predicting, the proactive nature of this is so important, right? Because you can't be reactive with this type of stuff anymore.
You That's
have
right.
to be like, you have almost have to be ahead of the curve to stay on top of this. So my next question is, how does Cooper Fraud Score work with Co-op's team of human fraud consultants and analysts? How does the machine work with the people, so to speak?
Yeah, we actually have a team of data scientists here at Co-op whose job is to regularly look at the data, do some analysis, do some understanding, and help really build and maintain the models. And we partner that technology arm with our people arm, as you mentioned, fraud prevention. Mm-hmm. We've got a great team of fraud prevention consultants. They're actively looking at what's happening in the market, what's happening at Co-op, and helping our data science team understand what those use cases are. Mm-hmm. So it's really a pairing of people with the technology to help with developing the solution that we have, which is Cooper Fraud Score.
Indeed. And what does the score, just to kind of reiterate, to back up a little bit, what does the score, is it like the score between 1 and 10, or is it like your FICO score, or what does that score, what does it represent? Or is there like, yeah, again, is it like a 1, 2, 3, or what does it look like?
Yeah, no, good question. And so for Cooper Fraud Score, we are outputting a numeric value that does range from 1 to 999.
Okay.
And the higher the number, the greater likelihood of fraud.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to be a 999. That's
you do not.
That's the bad side. Okay. So we want to go low.
That's right.
So can you describe reason codes? Because this is something new to me as well. I know that, you know, it's a big part of the Cooper Fraud Score offers. So can you describe these reason codes?
Sure, absolutely. So a reason code, or you may also hear it referenced as a WBE, which is a little acronym for white box explanation.
Okay.
And what it really does is give explainability or context to what the score means. So you just mentioned, oh, you don't want to be a 999, which is true. But if someone said, well, what does 999 mean? you probably couldn't answer that question because traditionally scores are just a number and kind of black box. So when we think about white box, like, let's give some explanation on what it means. Maybe it's something to do with the merchant. Maybe it's something to do with the amount. Maybe it's something to do with velocity. So the reason code really is a complement to the score. And that insight can be really informative to our credit unions, to our fraud team, to understand maybe there's a particular area to look at when it comes to building out the fraud strategies to decline that suspicious activity.
Yeah, totally get it. Yeah, not only are you getting a number, but you're getting a reason behind the number, so to speak, right?
That's right.
Kind of the logic
That's
behind it. Okay. So describe working with the beta testing period with Westar Credit Union, actually, in Las Vegas. The president and CEO was quoted in your news release working together. So can you describe that if you can?
Yeah, absolutely. So we worked with Rick at Westar and his team for several months, and it was a great partnership and collaboration, really sharing results that we saw from our research environment, them sharing data, us understanding their pain points to say, you know, what are the things that are really problematic for Westar and what would you be looking for? And so there were a couple of things that stood out. Velocity was mentioned as a pain point. And as we looked at our model and its performance, we actually saw that we incrementally were that 30% better at finding fraud for their velocity than the current solution. And so we knew right away that we could make a positive impact.
Okay.
Also, some transactions get approved, not all fraud is knocked down. And so if a transaction is approved and is later processed as a fraud claim, like a chargeback, right? Hey, can you help me stop it before it results in a claim? And we looked at some of that data, and that helped us with shaping the fraud. And it was really important before we release to have that engagement, have that feedback to make sure that what we were bringing to market was really, you know, addressing some of the pain points from clients. So it was a great success, and we saw a positive lift for Westar. So very, very helpful to help position us to release.
Yeah, no doubt. And some great feedback, I would imagine, too, having them use it, work on it, refine
that's
it,
right.
that type of stuff. Yeah.
That's
so, so important, especially in things like this. So, and can you also describe the balance between stopping fraud and ensuring a consistently smooth card use experience for members?
That is a great question, right? We absolutely want to stop fraud. And many times when you're stopping fraud, you're also stopping valid transactions. And when you do that, that's not so good of an experience, right? If you're out shopping, you know, you've got money in your account, you present your card and it gets declined. You know, that can be embarrassing.
A little bit.
You may put that card away, right? And find another card.
You're right. Yeah.
And so, right. From an experience standpoint, we really want to make sure we're doing the best job we can being predictive with a score like Cooper, right? That can be more accurate in detecting fraud. That way we're impacting less of those valid transactions that might have been knocked down otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The whole card switcheroo, you know, it's like when one doesn't work, okay, I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one. And next thing you know, the card that used to be top of wallet is not so top of wallet anymore. So it's that one, maybe the second or the third one down the line. You don't
exactly
want that
right, Mike.
Yeah. So that's another great thing that you want to avoid. So you want to keep that credit union card top of wallet. And so hoping that the Cooper fraud score helps out with that for sure. So speaking, and we've been talking a lot about fraud, obviously. So, and it's always ever changing. It's just this moving target constantly. So how do you guys keep up with it? My gosh. And so, and having said that, what are some specific types of fraud that you guys are currently having to keep an eye out for, especially heading into the new year?
Yeah, a couple of good questions. So to the first question of keeping up with it, one of the great things with machine learning is it's continuous learning. So we have a feedback loop, right? The data is always coming in. As you mentioned, fraud changes, patterns can change. And so that's a key component to make sure that we can keep up. That partnership I mentioned with our fraud prevention team and our data science team to understand use cases is another aspect to it. And just recently, there were a lot of min attacks that were happening. And we actually saw that with our Cooper score, we were getting some good results and able to use that in a strategy to help stop some of that activity. So that's just one example recently within the past month where we've been able to have an impact.
Fantastic. Oh, right before the holiday season too.
Yes.
or just getting into it. So is there anything else you want to add on this? Because again, like you said, it's always changing. It's this moving target. It's almost like a whack-a-mole game where one pops up, you got to hit the other one, then the one pops up. Oh my gosh. So is there anything else you want to add to this, Patrice? Because again, this is a moving target every day.
Yeah, it is a moving target. I think one of the great things is, right, we're just kind of stepping into this with CooperScore. You know, I mentioned the great team that we have that works together regularly on new use cases and being able to react quickly. So we really think of this as a new tool in our toolbox, mm-hmm. right? And continuing to work closely with our credit unions to make sure we understand what their risk tolerance is, because it's going to vary, oh, yeah. right? And mm-hmm. that we're able to work with them closely to understand what their strategic goals are, share those metrics, because collectively and cooperatively, that's how we really can make a difference here, yeah. and leveraging the technology as part of that. So that's really, I think, the sweet spot. And just stepping into it, there's so much more we can do now that we've got our solution in market. Indeed. So we're looking forward to more on this journey.
Well, we can't wait to hear more as well, especially, I mean, maybe having a few credit unions come on and share their experiences as well. That would be fantastic too. So, but in the meantime, what's that?
I said, we'd love to come back and share some of those success stories.
Bring it on. But in the meantime, Patrice, I just want to say a collective thank you and to your team and all the folks out there helping fight fraud and protecting consumers, protecting credit unions, the good guys, basically. You know, thank you to all you folks out there that are doing that. I mean, it's such a wonderful, it's very comforting knowing that folks like you are out there doing your best to keep the bad actors at bay and coming up with really cool pieces of technology like this. To really, stay ahead of this never-ending curve that we're trying to stay ahead of. It's just crazy out there. But just wanted to say a collective thank you to you and your team and all the folks out there helping fight fraud out there for us consumers, so we can continue to do what we do out there and keep the economy moving. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Mike, for having me and letting me talk a little bit about our new product. We're really excited.
Oh, I'm excited to hear more about it as well. So good stuff. All right, Patrice. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. And and look forward to having you come back on and bring a credit union with you next time. That'd be a lot of fun too.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks, Mike. Oh, you're welcome.